Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Christmas tree recycling underway at Gillette College Tech Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. If you're tired of looking at that crispy Christmas tree, instead of tossing it in the trash, Gillette residents can recycle it. From now through January 31st, real Christmas trees can be dropped off at the Gillette College Tech Center, located at 3251 4J Road. The seasonal recycling effort helps keep trees out of the landfill while giving them a more environmentally friendly send-off. Organizers remind residents to be sure all decorations have been removed before dropping trees off. That includes lights, ornaments, tinsel, and tree stands. The Christmas Tree Recycling Program is sponsored by the City of Gillette, Gillette College, University of Wyoming Extension Office in Campbell County, and the Campbell County Master Gardeners. So if your holiday centerpiece has reached the end of its season, give it one last good deed by recycling it at the Gillette College Tech Center. Committee rejects governor's proposed state employee raises. The Wyoming Legislative Committee, shaping the state's next two-year budget, voted Monday to reject Governor Gordon's proposal to spend nearly $112 million across-the-board pay raises for state employees. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Joint Appropriations Committee declined Gordon's request to bring state salaries from 2022 to 2024 market levels. State Representative Scott Smith of Langle, who made the motion, said lawmakers may still consider targeted raises later for positions such as Highway Patrol troopers, Department of Transportation snowplow drivers, and state hospital nurses. Smith told the committee that state employee compensation has risen more than 20% over the last several bienniums and said lawmakers did not believe a broad increase is needed at this time. Democrats on the committee pushed back. Representative Trey Sherwood of Laramie warned that employee turnover is already costing the state more than the proposed raises and said wages have not kept pace with inflation. Senator Mike Giroux of Jackson unsuccessfully tried to preserve part of the raise proposal. Republicans countered that taxpayers must come first. The committee did not cut employee health insurance budgets, but required new cost estimates related to those benefits. Governor Gordon defended his proposal, saying state agencies are operating with fewer employees than in 2018 and remain behind other states in pay competitiveness. The budget debate is far from over, with final decisions set to be made during the Wyoming legislative session beginning February 9th in Cheyenne. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalene.